You know, what has happened in Zimbabwe is that due to the economic situation and the restrictive media laws that we have very few of the official media channels. And because of social media, people have found channels outside the mainstream media. And social media is a wider reach than the media. The difference with mainstream media and social media is that there's that feedback aspect. It's no longer one way. People can exchange messages. They can generate their own stories that they debate on social media. And this means that information travels much faster, and there's a lot of freedom in that space. And this is why maybe it's easier for activists to push through their messages than with the traditional media.
Mr. Mugamu, do you think that social media is actually having an impact in terms of Zimbabwe's politics?
I think it is. Just watching the ruling party and their reaction to what is taking place. This flag initially, I remember about a month ago, was, it's just this social media thing, it's not going to go anywhere. And all of a sudden, we started to see people recording videos from beyond the urban areas. So something caught on. I think that our leaders didn't expect this thing, this flag and this movement, as it were, to grow. And it's grown. Now, there's a funeral this week, and the president himself mentioned Pastor E by name to say, look, this guy, and this is what's going on. So that tells me that they're paying attention. I've spoken to a number of people who work for the state media who've often said, you know, they often believed that they controlled the media by the sheer fact that they have control of TV and a lot of the radio and obviously have a presence in print. And they, you know, I was talking with one gentleman and he told me that they thought they knew how people felt. But what's happened is social media has shown them that there's this other side. And like what my brother here is saying is there's this feedback mechanism. I can tweet something. I can put something on Facebook. I can share it on Instagram. I can share it on WhatsApp. And I can communicate and dialogue with others. And we can discuss this thing in real time. And that's the beauty of social media. So, look, it's here to stay. And we wait to see what happens with their reaction.
But, Mr. Nyati, you know, there are dangers here, especially when people start cooking things. So what are the primary dangers, you know, in using social media in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting these protests and all those kind of things?
You know, there's always that danger in an environment where information is restricted. People end up speculating. Like today, you know, in the past 2 days, the government hasn't paid civil servants. And there are a lot of notices that are flying around where people are announcing that several pay days for civil servants. And in the end, you don't know what's true. I mean, when there's a vacuum, people come up with all sorts of things to fill the vacuum. And that is one of the first challenges about social media. With the first day away, there were, you know, people sending each other messages on how to make petrol bombs and such things. So that's when social media is those consequences that are not intended, you know. It's for a good cause, but they can also be dangerous. You know?
Mr. Mugamu, the state has been, you know, talking a lot to the effect that your message can be actually monitored. Is that possible?
I've spoken to experts in particular with particular focus on WhatsApp, and I've also asked the question because you know I've always felt that WhatsApp is a safe space, and what I've understood is these are threats, and WhatsApp is encrypted. So as long as you and I are communicating with each other, and you've got the most up to date WhatsApp, and I've got the most up to date WhatsApp on my phone, we should be fine. If you leave your phone. Of course, with Facebook and Twitter and others, these are all based on your the way you access. So either you're on a tablet or some mobile device or your laptop, and if someone has access to those gadgets, then of course they can access your accounts. People always suggest that you must change your password every so often, just to keep people out of your account and safe. So. There are ways, but I think on social media, you just need to be aware that of the dangers of being on social media. There are hackers out there.